Yo, what's up? It's Vach. In this video, not video, actually, it's a podcast episode. In this episode, I talk about healthy habits, how to keep the weight off for good, and making sure you're not jumping into those shortcuts and those quick fixes, even though they could be really tempting. And yeah, hope you enjoy the episode. Let me know if there's any like specific topics you want me to talk about. Send me a message on Instagram that we could chat, or you can send me one on here. So yeah, thank you so much. And enjoy. Hey, what's up? What's going on? It's Vach. Welcome back to the Victory with Vach podcast, where we talk about nutrition, we talk about mindset, we talk about fat loss, muscle gain, all that good stuff. And yeah, what's up? Welcome back. If you're new, nice to have you here. If you're not new, if you're returning, what's up? Glad to have you here, sticking around, hearing me ramble about fat loss and nutrition. So I had an idea for a podcast, and I'm like, well, let me just talk into this mic and get my thoughts out there. So I wanted to talk about just really being honest with yourself and not falling into those quick fixes, those shortcuts. Because I'm going to say this right now. It's like we're human beings, right? We're so tempted by the quick fix, right? And on a big scale, you know, like pyramid schemes or like some sort of get rich quick, right? It's kind of the same thing with nutrition, with your health and fitness, right? It's like we want a quick fix, right? So we do the keto, we do the low carb, we do the whatever, the paleo, right? We think, okay, this is it. This is all I need to do. Everything else didn't work. This one is going to work because that person saw success with it. Because I read somewhere that, you know, I was on TikTok and somebody said that they really like this diet and they lost weight with that diet. So I'm going to try this one. This has to be it, right? The thing is with these restrictive diets, like these fad diets, they're so tempting because technically they do work, right? In the sense of helping you lose fat, like that's it, right? It is not work. It doesn't work in terms of like helping you keep the weight off. And like, that's my number one goal. Like, yes, to help you lose weight, but also to make you develop healthy habits and to help you keep the weight off. Like, that's my goal as a nutrition coach. And like, anyone could just lose a bunch of weight super quickly through a large calorie deficit, see progress. Okay, cool. That's fine. Like, whatever. Like, that's not that big of an achievement. You want me to tell you why? Because that just shows that you can eat a very low amount of calories for a couple weeks or a month or whatever and see some, you know, whatever it is, 10 pounds, 20 pounds. That's cool. Like that's fine. But not many people can keep the weight off. And like that's the number one thing people struggle with, I personally think. Or and not just personally think, but like I know from experience, the people we help with, like in our program, the people help with it when it comes to coaching, like on the onboarding, like application, like on the questionnaire, one of the questions, you know, like, hey, like describe your previous diet experiences. A lot of people, they say, hey, I've lost weight, lost 20 pounds, gained 20 pounds, and I keep losing and regaining it. And the only thing that I can, it really comes down to accepting that this is a lifestyle change. Now, I'm not saying like if you want to prioritize your health and fitness, you got to start being a CrossFit bodybuilder. You got to be an influencer. You got to make fitness and health your entire life. No, you don't. That maybe in the 70s or 80s, that was the way of thinking, right? But nowadays we understand, hey, you can lead a healthy lifestyle. You don't have to make it your entire life, right? Like after helping moms or like after helping people who are just busy, right? Busy people, they still make time for their goals and they've accepted that health and wellness and fitness is a part of their life, but they don't make it their entire life. And that's why people are so successful. At least, you know, this is just my take. I don't know many people that would kind of disagree with that. It's not a hot take at all. It's pretty common. And that's just my kind of thoughts there is those tempting shortcuts, right? Whatever it is, fasting, or ultimately, as we know, I'm sure you know, if not, every single diet that you do, every diet with a name, Atkins, keto, carnivore, paleo, geez, there's like 30 of them. Those diets are going to lead to restriction, right? And it makes it easier for you in the moment. Like, hey, here's a list of foods you can eat and can't eat. Oh, great. Simple. I'm following a little meal plan. This is easy. This is great. Okay. You do it for a couple of weeks. But then you're like, huh, I actually want to eat real food. I want to eat foods that I really enjoy. This diet I'm following says I can't have that food. What is going on? Like, I'm over it, right? And then you burn out. And then you're like, well, screw it. I'm going back to my old ways, right? And that's what I want you to understand is my goal is to help you build up these healthy habits. Like, for example, healthy habits like staying hydrated, right? Sleeping well, getting movement in, moving your body, like eating more nutritious foods or opting for the healthier choice, like when you can, like, and of course, you're not always going to opt for the most healthy choice, right? Like sometimes if you're at a restaurant and you want a burger, like you can have a burger, like that's fine, right? But I'm saying like for the most part, right? Being conscious of what you're eating, like somebody was telling me, they're like, oh, all that matters is calories. It's like, no, calories aren't the only thing that matter. Like they're very important. We want to be mindful of them. But just because calories are important doesn't mean you just have to, oh, let me just let it fit my calories and you just eat a bunch of junk and you don't prioritize your health because I want you to feel good too, right? And look, if you have a goal of looking good and having a aesthetic goals, that's cool too. Like I'm all for it. Just in a sustainable route, right? Because I know sometimes people can do some drastic things. They could do some, follow some methods and diets and training patterns that are just not sustainable and it could lead to burnout. And then what happens is people lead to burnout, right? And then they view fitness, health, and wellness, like they view those things as like, oh my God, that was that thing that made me start, right? That was that thing that made me view foods as, you know, good or bad. And I was so warped into that. Or that health and fitness, like I hate that because that was that thing that made me do hours of cardio. And like, I was miserable when I was trying to be healthier. But in reality, that's because the approach you took was wrong. Like, that's not what true health and wellness is about, right? You hear all these people saying, cut out these foods, cut out sugar, cut out this, cut out that, cut out all the joy you have in life. Don't eat this, don't eat that. Like, eat only clean, 100% paleo, organic, non-GMO. It's like, that is very intimidating. And I'm gonna say this right now, like the current state of times, like right now, at least in the US or just globally, like I know it's not just the US that is suffering like economically, right? Like it's not just the US, it's a lot of countries right now. And we got to work with what we got in your budget, in your lifestyle, in your schedule. Okay, so first of all, stop comparing your journey and your health and wellness to some 25-year-old influencer who is out there, no jobs, no responsibilities, no anything. And it's just, you know, they have way more time to allocate to it. No kids, right? No family, like all that stuff. It's like they have different priorities. They have different values. You do not have to be doing 7 workouts per week. You don't have to be eating small, little, tiny, boring meals. You don't have to be eating 100% clean. Like, get that idea out of your head. That is not what health and wellness and proper nutrition is like. Of course, you should eat healthier foods. Like, that's important. That's kind of a common theme. But do something follow something that you actually enjoy doing. Like, yes, fruits and veggies. Like, do we always want to eat our veggies? No. But should we? Yeah. Right? Like, no, there's different ways to spice them up, make them taste better. Right? It's important to follow something that you're going to stick with. And understanding that health and wellness and fitness does not have to be an all or nothing thing. Like, that's what we think about it. Like, okay, you know, Friday morning doesn't go your way. You ordered a scone at Starbucks. You didn't want to do that necessarily. You didn't wake up wanting to do that, but that's the decision you made. It's not like, okay, well, the rest of Friday is a wash. The weekend is a wash. I'm going to start back up on Monday. It's like, that is why you're not getting to your goals. That's not why you're not where you want to be. It's because that self-sabotage comes through, right? I think more often than not, that self-sabotage. Also, don't feel bad if that's describing you. If self-sabotage, like that is so extremely common, like a lot of people struggle with that. And they're not going to come on their social media, hey guys, what's going on? Just wanted to hop on here and tell you that I'm self-sabotaging myself and I'm not reaching my goals. Like, no, dude, they're not going to say that. So like the social media stuff, like, yes, some pages probably do a great job at being transparent and being authentic. Like, I totally get it, right? But that's not the case for every page. And they could post whatever they want. You don't have to post your failures, but that's just what it is. That's the reality of it, right? That's just being blunt with social media right now. It's like, and I think it's always been like that. Like, people are showing their highlights. People are not showing when they overeat or binge eat. People are not showing when they don't work out, right? They're showing when they do work out. If they miss a workout, are they going to say, hey, I missed a week's worth of workouts? Like, no, right? But let me digress from that, because I do this thing on the podcast where sometimes I go in on tangents and I go in different directions, but let's pull it back in. So in terms of making this a healthy lifestyle, like, that is going to help you keep it off, keep the weight off, because losing the weight, right, and keeping the weight off, it's a lot of the similar things. Like, you still want to stay active. You still want to hit workouts. You still want to eat protein and fiber and veggies, and you still want to stay hydrated and sleep well and manage your stress. Like, all these things that you're doing when you're in a calorie deficit trying to lose body fat, that's the same thing you're doing maintaining. But the main difference is that now you're eating more food, right? You're eating more calories. And then that's the biggest thing, right? Between fat loss mode and maintenance mode, right? Maintenance gives you a bit more wiggle room, right? You could eat a bit more. And also, maintenance is not like necessarily like one number on the scale. It could be like 5 to 10, like give yourself a range of pounds. So yeah, like if you are someone who's like, I don't even know how to maintain, like, what do I do now? Just do the same things you did when losing fat. Just include more food, eat more food now. That's really the biggest thing. Like, that is the biggest thing, is you're going to be doing similar things when it comes to deficit, when it comes to a maintenance, when it comes to a muscle building phase. It's all similar things. And how do you keep the weight off? And that's by implementing those healthy habits. And it's just staying consistent with everything, right? Not trying to be perfect, but staying consistent. Because at the end of the day, the cool part about health and wellness, the cool part about fat loss, the cool part about reaching your goals is you don't have to be perfect with it, but you definitely got to be consistent. I feel like nowadays people are kind of a bit too lenient, like on one side, like, oh yeah, no, just eat whatever you want or eat however much you want. It's like, all right, well, let's break it down here. At the end of the day, like, in a perfect fantasy world, yeah, we can eat whatever and however much we want and then see progress, but still got to be mindful of those calories, right? And it's important to, like I talked about, eating those nutrient-dense foods, that's going to help you with fat loss. But also, not just thinking about fat loss itself, not just thinking about weight loss, the number on the scale. Because let's say right now your goal is fat loss. Hey, I want to lose 20 pounds. Okay, cool. If you wake up every day and the first thing you think of and all you think of every day is, let's lose 20 pounds. I want to see the scale go down. I want to see the scale go down. I want to lose 20 pounds. Let's go. You are going to just be focused on the outcome. You're not going to be enjoying the process. You're not going to enjoy the journey. You're not going to learn from the journey, because knowledge is power. And what you learn on your journey, you can keep that knowledge for the rest of your life and you can implement those things you learn. If you just follow some boring meal plan and it's restrictive, what are you going to learn from that, right? If you're not learning from this, what can you take from it? At the end of the day, if you're not learning from this, right, at least the very, very basics. I know nutrition is very nuanced and like there's a lot of things that go into it. I'm not talking about that. I'm not saying you got to be taking a course. I'm not saying you got to be learning about the biomolecular, you know, aspects of biology and nutrition. Just the basics, right? Like, okay, there's no good or bad foods. You know, those foods are high in protein. Those foods are carbs. You know, want to be mindful of saturated fats, you know, stuff like that, right? That's a whole different podcast topic, that episode that I could talk about. But basically, learn evidence-based, science-based things. Like, but also the caveat there is that there's just so much misinformation out there. And that's why I hope you're following those legit pages. Again, it's hard to know who's legit and who's not. And I will say there's some people out there when it comes to nutrition that aren't the best, But sometimes they have some golden nuggets here and there. Sometimes, you know, broken clock is right at least twice a day, you know. But yeah, in terms of like curating your social media, like that's a huge one. Like stop following. Like if you follow a page or something or where they talk about banning certain foods and they don't explain why, or like they just fear monger you, or they are in a grocery aisle saying to avoid certain ingredients, like that is majoring in the minors. I don't want you to major in the minors. I want you to major in the majors, on the heavy hitters, right? Like I talked about previously, like focus on the things that are actually going to move the needle, right? So I'm going back to my example of saying, let's say your goal is to lose 20 pounds. You get up every day and you say, I want the scale to go down. I want the scale to go down. Like if you just focus on the outcome and you're not focused on the steps you need to take to get there, right? That is so that you're going to burn out, because you're just going to be focused on the scale. You're going to ignore all the other signs of progress that you're making. And let's face it, like there are so many non-scale victories that I want you to celebrate. Like, let's say you're making healthier choices. Let's say you're hitting your workouts. Let's say you're getting your steps in. You're drinking more water. You're making healthier choices. You're setting boundaries with yourself when you're going out for social events, and you're just being mindful of when you're eating. Like, think about that. Like, that is something that you've never done before. That is something that you've struggled with for years and decades, and now you're kind of making a mindset shift. But that damn scale, you're going to look at it and be like, well, I'm not seeing any progress, so this sucks. It's like, yes, I understand you want to see fat loss. You want to see changes. First of all, take measurements, take progress photos. We recommend these to our clients. Progress photos can be extremely difficult. I totally understand. It's not easy. But I want to say this, like down the road, if you're trying to compare your progress to your past, like that is important, because the scale is not always going to tell you the whole picture. Measurements are important too. Progress photos, right? Those two things. They have body fat measurement tools, not super accurate. I wouldn't worry about it unless maybe you're doing some sort of competition or you're trying to lean down contest prep. That's totally different. That's not really the people I help, so I'm not really worried about that. But of course, if that's the case, that's totally different. But progress photos and measurements. Yeah, the scale is a tool. The scale is a tool, though. Remember, the scale is in everything. And honestly, if like the scale is just data. The scale is just data. It tells you how much your relation with gravity, right? It just tells you how much you physically weigh, like how many pounds. Like, it's not telling you your self-worth. It's not defining you. Like, we got clients that don't even weigh themselves. And I'm not saying like, oh, you shouldn't weigh yourself, because, hey, the more data, the better, right? But if it's freaking you out, if it's really making you feel some type of way, like maybe it could be time to put the scale away. You don't need this scale, right? You don't need the scale to know you're making progress. If you're taking the measurements and the progress photos, especially, that's great. But also like your clothes, if they're feeling a bit looser, that's going to be important. That's a great sign that you're on the right track. So keep going there. But back to my main point of how do you make sure you don't rebound? The way you do it is by finding something you enjoy. Like, let's talk about the activity and the exercise part of this. Find a hobby you enjoy doing. Find some sort of activity you actually enjoy doing or tolerate, okay? Because I know not everyone is going to enjoy exercising. But find something you actually, like, tolerate and you enjoy. Like, there has to be something. And maybe you just haven't found it yet. Maybe you just haven't found the activity. Like, for a lot of people, maybe it's biking, swimming, hiking, basketball, football, volleyball, like whatever it is, like walking, like just walking with your dog or your partner, like just getting some steps in. Like, find something that you enjoy doing. Find one physical activity that you like to do and do it. Because first of all, it won't feel like, oh, gotta go work out. It's, you're gonna view it as like, hey, I got to go play, shoot some hoops. I got to go play some tennis with my friend or whatever it is. Like, that is one of the biggest ways to keep your results. And yeah, it takes effort to do that thing, right? Whatever hobby you, physical activity, but it's going to be enjoyable. right? It's going to be something. It's not going to feel like exercise. Also, stop viewing exercise as a way to just burn calories. I'm not saying, like, that's a big thing is people burning calories. You're not burning as many calories as you think, all right, from exercise. And don't view it as a way as, oh, I'm burning a bunch of calories. Just, like, in terms of health, like, just feeling good. Don't you want to feel good, have more energy, natural energy, like, not relying on caffeine and all day, like, having, like, getting outside and staying active. Even if it's inside, it doesn't matter where it is. Just move your body, all right? Find something you enjoy doing. I know you can find something. And I don't think you've tried every single thing. Sometimes you try a few things and you're like, all right, that didn't work. I'm never going to find anything. But hey, keep showing up, all right? You deserve that. You deserve to find something that you enjoy doing, physical activity, a physical hobby. I'm going to take a sip of my water here real quick. All right, I'm back. Okay, that was the physical side, all right? Now let's talk about the nutrition side. Now, everyone's going to have different approaches, different dietary restrictions, different this and that, gluten, dairy, all that stuff, right? Find a way and style of eating that you enjoy, right? I think the basics, though, like protein's important. Eating enough fiber. Fiber has been shown to decrease your risk of some preventable diseases and some diseases that are could be deadly, right? Increased fiber helps decrease the chances of that happening, right? So fiber is important. Protein is important to help you stay full, to help you build muscle. Fruits and veggies, nutrients, they're always great, right? Can't go wrong with those foods. But also, like, the way you set it up, the types of meals you're eating, like, it's going to be different for a lot of people. Find something you enjoy doing, okay? Stop following what everyone else is doing. Now, if someone's doing something that you also enjoy and, like, you actually genuinely enjoy it, like, be honest with yourself, ask yourself this. Like, the style and approach I'm eating, like, the way I'm eating right now, can I do this in 6 months, a year, 3 years, 5 years? Ask yourself that. I'm not saying you're going to be in a fat loss phase for 5 years. Like, you shouldn't be. I don't think so. But at this point, like, yeah, no, 5 years, no. Definitely do not be in a calorie deficit for 5 years. Do not recommend that. In terms of, but remember what I talked about, right? Like, it's more than just for fat loss. Like, the way you're eating for fat loss should be kind of similar for maintenance. Yeah, in maintenance, you're going to probably eat more higher calorie foods just because you got more leeway and you don't have to necessarily have a certain goal you're trying to reach. You're just trying to chill in maintenance. So just ask yourself, like, let's say you're doing some low carb thing. Really, really be honest with yourself and say to yourself, like, hey, can I do this in a few years? Like, I don't want you to be the person that just constantly switches up what they're doing. It's exhausting. It's tiring, right? Keto this year, next year, okay, I'll try something else in a few months. Like, going from diet to diet, I promise you, all these diets are the same exact thing. They are over restriction. And that just leads to you eating fewer calories. You see those quick results, you get happy, you get hyped. But that's not enough for you to keep it off. There's no amount of willpower. Like, it doesn't just come down to willpower and discipline. Like, you should actually enjoy the foods you're eating. And that's why I always preach, like, there's no foods that are off limits. Yes, there are some foods out there that you don't want to just eat a bunch of, right? Like, there are foods that, you know, higher in calories, lower in nutrients, like, it's pretty self-explanatory. You don't want to eat a lot of highly, highly processed foods all the time, right? But you can have it a part of a balanced lifestyle, right? That 80-20 approach that I always preach, like, that's one of my favorite approaches. Some days you're going to be 100-0. You're going to eat 100% on point, like, healthier foods, right? Some days it's going to be 60-40, 70-30, like 50-50. Some days it's going to happen. But at the end of the week, you know, at the end of the month, like, if for the most part you're eating mostly those nutritious foods and, you know, the legumes, the beans, whole grains, fruits, veggies, protein, like, all that good stuff. And when I say all that good stuff, I mean healthy stuff. I don't mean, like, good, like, you're a good person. You know, there's no good or bad foods. You already know. Like, I don't want you to think as foods as good or bad, all right? Like, find, okay. I feel like I'm rambling here and I want to kind of wrap up with this point right here, okay? So in order to lose fat, keep it off, and stop rebounding, you want to continue to do the same things that you're doing for fat loss, but make sure it's sustainable, right? If right now you're doing something that is just not sustainable, like, don't lie to yourself and say, oh, I can just keep this up for the years to come. Like, it's going to backfire, right? And that's why I always say, if it's not sustainable, if your plan is not sustainable, the results are not going to be sustainable, right? When somebody says that they lost weight, but they gained it back, the reason why is because what they were doing was so restrictive. They said, screw this, I'm going back to my old ways of eating. They didn't change their lifestyle. They didn't change the habits, the poor habits. They just kept with them. They just cut out bread. And all of a sudden, hey, I cut out bread. I just all of a sudden solved years and decades of emotional eating, disordered eating. No, you didn't do that by cutting out bread. Okay, as we wish that was that easy. Sometimes even talking to a professional about this, like, that can help too. That can help too. And just know, and don't be ashamed or anything like that. Like, this stuff is hard. Like, if you're listening to this and, like, you're like, I can't get this down. I can't get this right. It's been months, years, decades. Sometimes you just got to keep showing up, and that next time is when it clicks. But also, I don't want you to keep doing the same thing over and over again. That's not what I mean by keep showing up. All right. What I mean by keep showing up is following that sustainable plan, but remembering you don't have to be perfect with this in order to see results. If your goal is to lose body fat, be healthier, have more energy, be there for your kids, like, you don't have to be perfect with this, but you are going to have to show effort. This stuff is hard. This stuff is uncomfortable, right? And the more you have to do and the busier you are, the tougher it's going to be. But make sure what you're doing is fitting your lifestyle, fitting your schedule, because you can try to rely on all the willpower. You can try to eat all the chicken and broccoli you want, but at the end of the day, there's going to be a time where you're like, enough of this. I can't do it. Like, you're human. You're not a robot. Okay. On paper, if somebody was like, just eat this meal plan, like, technically, yeah, it would work, but we're not robots. Okay. We're human beings. We have feelings, emotions, and we have lives that we want to live. And you don't have to be over restrictive to reach those goals and to live your life. All right. Hope this episode helped. Hey, if you enjoy the podcast, if you enjoyed this, appreciate you. And if you could share it with someone, just one person, if you could share it, that would mean the world to me, because I want to help more people out. And I'm really passionate about this stuff. And yeah, appreciate you. And we'll talk in the next one. All right. Or at least you'll hear me in the next one. Okay. I'm signing off. I appreciate you. See ya.